Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
so you came.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity to come and share with the brothers and sisters of Christ. You have tuned in to Ministry Impossible with your host, is Minister Sharon Rambus. And once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture, Luke 18:27, and there is nothing too hard for God. And our mission is to empower and to encourage the people of God with the word of God. And so we come on the air every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday each month from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So our next show dates are March, that's right, we're here at the end of February already. Our next show dates will be March the 14th, and that will be a Thursday, and Saturday, March the 23rd. And so as always, we like to start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And it also says that men is to always pray and not faint. And so prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so when we pray, God listens. And when we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under the condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, the giants of sickness and lack and loneliness. But Lord, you have created us to be giant slayers. And so we will no longer be bound, but thank God we are free. Free to love and free to live in the purpose and power in which you created us. Lord, we thank you today, and we call you faithful. Thank you that you walk with us every day and that you are with us in every moment. Thank you that your promises are true and that your promises are good. And Lord, that you never fail. And Lord, we thank you that you promise to be with us, and you promise to protect us. You promise to be our strength. Lord, you promise to provide for us, and you promise to give us peace. Lord, you promise to hear when we pray, and most of all, Lord, you promise that you will always love us. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for loving us. even when we are unlovable. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for setting us free. And so, Lord, we are free to love and live in that purpose and power in which you created us for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we thank God for another preaching opportunity. And so today we're like to just play a couple of songs related and encourage us about the love of God. And so we know our favorite, one of our favorite love scriptures, our favorite scriptures about love is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we thank God for loving the world. And so if God loves the world, that you're included. And so no matter your denomination, no matter the size of the town you live on, no matter the side of tracks you come from, the good news is that God loves you. And so we just want to encourage you through song today. Since this is the closing of the month of love, this is February. And so we as Christians know that every day gets sweeter and sweeter when you have a Savior named Jesus. And so we just want to celebrate the love. And so 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. And so you can't do nothing to earn it. There's no pre-qualifications. He just simply loves you. And so tonight, just want to encourage you to sit back and let the songs minister to you. Sit back and just realize that God really loves you. And so the first song is Jonathan McReynolds, and it's entitled Loving Me. Thank you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I thank God for always loving me. Not only when I think I'm doing right, not only when I think I'm doing well, but in those times where I miss the mark, in those times where I flat out blow it, I flat out know I'm wrong, I thank God for loving me through those times. And so a lot of times we get down on ourselves, but it was love, and it is God's love that lifts us out of that self-condemnation. And so thank God for always loving me. So thanks, Jonathan McReynolds, for penning that song. And so God's love is so undeserving, is so unconditional. His love is from everlasting to everlasting. Romans 5 and 8 says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And so, wow. You know, that's a big wow for me, because even before we even come into the knowledge, and so it's a constant debate among the children of God. Are we sinners? Are we saints? And so I like to throw my 2 cents in. A sinner, I would categorize someone that has not come into the knowledge of God, and so they're not aware of the offenses that have come between them and God. I like to categorize and define that as a sinner. But a saint is one that has come into the knowledge of God, but one that knows that God loves covers all. And so, yes, while we do miss the mark, while we do still sin, we know that we're not captive. We're not held by that sin. We're not a slave to that sin no more. But we are sin free, and our Jesus Christ has transferred and exchanged his love, his life for our sin. He paid our sin debt. He paid our sin bill, a bill we could not pay. And so that's what I like to define as a saint. One, not one who's perfect, but one who has come into the knowledge of God, that they have been saved and ransomed by a perfect God, a perfect sacrifice. And so even though we have those times where we miss the mark, we still need to be reminded that God still loves us. So our next song tonight will come from Corinne Hawthorne and is entitled, You Still Love Me.
I don't know what it is.
thank God that he can still love us through our mess. Yeah, and some of us, if you like me, you'd have made some big mess. You thought that that was the end of the road, and you thought there was no way out or no way through. But then you remembered, you came to yourself and was reminded that he still loves you. So regardless of what you've done or how long you've been doing it, or no matter how recently you've done it, Jesus still loves you. And he loves you so much that while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8, he died for us. And what the difference that makes, that we love him because he first loved us. And so we thank God that God is faithful, that we serve a faithful God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so thank God that we serve a faithful God, a God that loves never changes, love never changes based on conditions or circumstances, but his love is unfailing. His love is sustaining. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will always provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So no matter what you're going through, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And so if you're looking for a way out, if you're looking for a way through, I recommend Jesus, because he is not only a way, but he is the way. And so we thank God for our time we spent together. And so just for those who have not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, I'd like to recommend Jesus to you today. All you have to do is trust and believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you can be saved. And you too can recognize, because I already opened up and said, for God so loved the world that he gave. And so that's you. So all you have to do is come into the knowledge of that love. All you have to do is accept that love, because God is great. His mercy and his truth endure forever. And so we thank God for keeping us, and we thank God for loving us. And so once again, we thank God for this opportunity to come together again. And so we close out with prayer, and then we close out with our last song, the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and it'll be sung by Ernest Pugh. So once again, thank you for tuning in to Ministry Impossible. Our next show we look to share with you is on March the 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'm sorry. And so once again, we thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God for loving us, for his love. And so when times get tough, lean on God's love, because his love will be able to lift you, lift a bow down head. His love will be able to lift you when you fall. And so Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells us so. And so once again, we thank you. And so may we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for being so good and so kind and sustaining us and protecting us and holding us and drying the tears from our eyes. And so, Lord, although we live in this unlovable world, in this ever-changing world, we're glad that you are an unchanging God, that your love never fails. And so in you, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so when we're looking for something constant, your love is the solid rock. Your love is the constant thing in our life that we can trust, because we know that you are your word, and your word is you. And so we thank you for our time together. And so we love you, and we give you the praise and all the glory. And it is in your son Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. And so once again, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.
Thank you.